Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning in the studio, representing the Island Institute and the Literature of Resilience event coming up, I have Carolyn Servet and Lori Cutchins. Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Good morning.
You are getting down to that disco. And that is a very resilient music genre. But maybe, Carolyn, tell us a little bit about your resilience event. This isn't the first time the Island Institute has taken on this topic.
No, we did it. We did a roundtable last summer on resilient communities, and that was a hugely engaging, much more broad event, and it didn't include anything about literature. And as you know, the Island Institute has been grounded in literary arts for all of its existence. And so my thought was I needed to take this resilience topic into that arena, and so started thinking about a literature of resilience and what kind of gathering we might pull together, and had the help of our board member, Kathy Moore, who's also one of the people here for this gathering. And we just started imagining a conversation that would be mostly a private conversation to allow people to explore this realm in whatever way we wanted without responsibility to an audience, so to speak. And we decided we wanted to let it be women, women writers. So we pulled together a group of, there will be nine of us all together, and people are coming from all over the country, and some who've been to Sitka before and some who are brand new to Alaska and to Sitka.
Someone who's brand new to Sitka, but not brand new to you, is Lori here.
Hi there, yes. I met Carolyn at another similar ecological symposium about 12 years ago. And I'm here, this is my first time in Sitka, and I'm here from, I live in Virginia, and I spend my summers in Wyoming. So I've kind of hopped some planes to get here.
That's a nice mix.
Yeah.
Of places.
Yeah.
And you get seasons. And all of those.
That's right, yeah.
And you're a writer and a teacher.
Yes, I am. I'm a poet primarily, and I also write some nonfiction. And when I got this invitation out of the blue from Carolyn to come here, the first thing I thought was, well, what a marvelous conversation to have. What an important conversation, resilience. And I thought immediately of survivor. I'm a cancer survivor, and I thought about the resilience that I carried within me through that journey. And I knew, I also have this awareness that the resilience that I think that we as humans have to have to survive, that it's not separate from what the earth is having to also exercise as a form of survival, the earth and all the natural world that is involved in what it takes to thrive, that the resilience, that our resilience is not separate from that. So I'm hoping the conversation gets at that tie, that bridge.
And is resilience a buzzword that we're just using now? Was it something else for these women writers who are coming today? Or is this like, I just sort of became engaged in this topic?
I can't speak for everyone that's coming. I think for us at the Island Institute, it's grown out of the concept of sustainability. Resilience for me is more engaging in that it's all about the capacity to adapt to change. And within it, for me, is a lot of creativity and a sort of constructive approach. It involves the imagination a lot, because it really is, I mean, if you think about what it takes to adapt to change, you have to imagine new scenarios. You have to imagine new ways to do things and new ways to tackle things. And that's, for me, the intersection with writing. That it's hugely about the imagination and where we can see ourselves and how we can create. I mean, the idea here is to explore possible new stories that might be useful as we move forward. The planet's changing. Our lives are going to be changing. You know, what is it going to take for us to thrive? I saw a definition of resilience at some point that said thriving in times of turbulence. And I thought, you know, that seemed really apropos to me. So that's what we're going to be exploring, but through the eyes of writers and people who use the imagination to create stories, and you know, what new stories might we be writing? What stories might be necessary?
It's and this is a very big, broad topic, and it probably helps that you have all female writers, so you can have the feminine perspective. But this is really an event for everyone to attend. So maybe you could tell us a little bit. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then you have a second event on Friday night. So what? How about these next 3 days? What can we expect?
Well, the 3 days really are a conversation between or among the women. It's going to be primarily private, I suppose, in that way. But Friday evening, we will have a public event. And it's not clear exactly what's going to happen then. We will be planning that in the next 3 days. I mean, we will come up with something. I've billed it as readings and stories and performance. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen, but I can guarantee anyone who's interested, given the people that we have pulled together here, that it will be a very special evening. And we're holding it at Del Shirley Hall on the campus, which is a beautiful new wing section, whatever, of Allen Auditorium. So it couldn't be a more perfect space for this subject and this group of people.
Lori, are you the type of person who likes to come prepared, like you think, like, I'm pretty sure I know what I'm going to talk about Saturday? Or are you really open to meeting these other writers and just sort of letting things evolve?
I came really open, and every time I thought I should be trying to prepare, I got a little voice inside that said, no, don't do that. And I'm not prepared in that way, and I'm really enthralled. I told Carolyn this yesterday. I'm enthralled by what seems to be a generative energy around the topic and around the notion of conversation and intimate conversation. So I thought the less I prepared, the better. And I want to be open-minded and hear what others have to say. And I really feel in some ways I've come to be a listener and to learn. And I look forward to whatever Friday becomes in terms of the public performance. I think it's great that we don't know what that is yet. It's going to evolve out of the next, 48 hours.
That sounds really fun. And as a writer, and you're primarily a poet,
yeah.
Do you really stew over a poem, or are you really sort of eager to put yourself out there and put something out raw and sort of get feedback?
I think I do both. I put myself out there and I embrace the rawness of that and the energy of that, the vulnerability of it, but I also stew about it. There's a craftsperson within me that is thinking about every choice along the way and trying to become as conscious as possible about what is being birthed, what's being born. And I never feel like I'm in charge. It always feels like there's something, like the poem itself or the essay itself is actually directing me, and I have to learn how to listen to it. That's my job, is to listen deeply to the language and to find the language.
Well, I think that's a good life lesson for anyone, to sort of be in tune with oneself. So this event, Friday night, formal title?
Exploring a Literature of Resilience. I think that's what I've called it. Maybe it's a new Literature of Resilience. It's just sort of the outcome of what we'll be talking about for these next 3 days.
And it's going to be Friday night in a new location for some folks in Allen Auditorium. Is this a free event?
It's $10 at the door, and we'll have some refreshments and a surprise.
A very good surprise.
Very good surprise.
And what else is happening with the Island Institute this summer? Do you get a breather?
We're taking a breather for the summer. We've got residencies coming up in the fall, two in September, actually. So we'll be telling people about those as they come along.
And people can hear them via Raven Radio's calendar. Or where do people find out more information about the Island Institute?
Oh, our website, islandinstitutealaska.org.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. Carolyn, Lori,
thank you.
Enjoy Sitka, and we look forward to that great surprise event.